From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. There is news this morning that Walmart's CEO will step down earlier than expected. Michael Duke will be replaced by longtime Walmart exec Doug McMillon. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has been looking into this. Good morning.
Hey, David.
What sort of Walmart is Mr. McMillon stepping into?
Well, it's a pretty average Walmart, I think you could say. In today's announcement, the board called it a time of strength and growth at the company, but analysts might tell you otherwise. In an earnings report earlier in November, Walmart execs predicted the next couple of months, which include the holiday shopping season, would be relatively flat.
And we both can decode that euphemism.
Not an outlook any store wants to have.
What's the overall problem?
Well, a big part of it is the problem we've had for a while. Shoppers are worried about the economy. They're worried about what's next. And you just don't have a lot of disposable income to run out there and buy gifts to shove under the tree these days. There's also a lot of competition, a whole lot of retailers looking to get these same folks shopping with them this season.
And tell me a bit about the incoming 47-year-old CEO, Doug McMillon.
Doug McMillon has been around Walmart a long time. He got a start in 1984 in a Walmart distribution center. He got his MBA. He's been CEO of Sam's Club, and now he heads up Walmart International. So when he takes over in February, he's going to have a whole lot of experience and idea about what's going on. But if he's got questions, Mike Duke's going to stick around for a year to help out as an advisor.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill, thank you so much.
Thank you.